Welcome to A Few Good Minutes. I'm Ryan Sexton, along with Jaguars wide receiver Allen Robinson. Brought to you today by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Before we get started, 42 points in the second half on Sunday against the Colts. It's kind of hard to score that many points in a half, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, but for us, we felt like in the first half, you know, we just didn't capitalize on our opportunities. I think it was a lot of plays that we left out there. So we knew if we just stuck to the game plan that we'd be fine in the second half.
You know, I think if you look at this objectively, you see a young team. And a young team means good, bad, and then good, good, good. Do you see it that way? And with three games left, everyone's hoping you say yes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we've come a long way as far as progressing throughout the course of the year. You know, as far as improving on third downs. You know, I mean, even though we've had some downs on third down, like in the first half, I thought in the second half we picked it up. Same thing with the red zone. We haven't been as as good as we may have wanted in a couple games this year, you know, but I think that we've picked up both of those things.
All right, let's get started. Five topics with Allen Robinson, and we'll start with focus. 1,000 yards, we came to you in the locker room. You were steady. 12 touchdowns, steady. Why are you so focused, and when will you enjoy the success that you're having?
You know, I think it's all about enjoying the team success. You know, I think that's the most part. You know, for us, I mean, individual stats are individual stats. You know, at the end of the day, we want to come out with wins. We just want to go out there and help our team to victory.
So you're going to wait till after your career is done to enjoy it? I mean, you're having a Pro Bowl season. I mean, maybe in Hawaii you can look at your stat sheet, right?
Yeah, maybe, you know, but right now, you know, still with games left, you know, our main focus is just on preparing throughout the course of the week and being prepared on Sunday.
Is that just your natural posture that you don't allow distractions in?
Yeah, you know, I just think for me, you know, it's always about, you know, it's not always as good as it may seem, and it's always not as bad as it may seem, you know. So for us, you know, it's always about the next objective, you know. So, I mean, for us, it's the Atlanta Falcons, you know, so we got to, like I said, we got to go into this week, prepare strong, and be ready on Sunday.
Let's talk about your foot. In every adversity, there is an opportunity, right? I sound like Gus there, don't I? What did your foot that you broke in London last year, what did that injury, what did that process teach you? How did it help you as you look at it?
It was a long process. You know, it was a lot longer than I thought it would be, you know. But for me, I really got a chance, you know, to watch a lot of football and things like that. So I know I talked to our assistant receiver coach, Tony, you know, and he's able to give me a lot of film on a lot of different receivers, you know. So in the offseason, I really watched a lot of catch points, a lot of route running and different things like that to try to help myself improve my game.
And when you look at it now, you were here a lot in the offseason because you wanted to get ahead.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Was that because you were behind on the foot?
Yeah, it was that. And then, you know, just as far as me going through all my therapy with the foot, you know, and just being around our strength staff, you know, I think they kind of know our bodies the best as far as what we're going to deal with leading up into OTAs, leading up into camp, so how we can kind of prepare for those things.
Since you say that, since you know your body so well, what do you need week to week? Is it sleep? Is it massage? Is it the right food? It's probably all
of
those.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're going to prioritize that, what's the thing you think you need the most?
Sleep. I think sleep helps me out the most, you know, just as far as, you know, helping me lock in and being focused each and every day. I think it all starts with sleep. And then nutrition and massages as well, you know, just complimentary things to go along with helping out your body.
Let's talk friends. A famous athlete once said, you don't have to be friends, but it sure helps. You and Allen Hurns, the Allen brothers, the A-team, however you want to call it, are you guys friends?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think it's for us, our whole room is pretty close. I think with us having such a young group, a lot of us coming in together, having a couple rookies this year, you know, so I think by us being so young, you know, we've had the chance to really bond together and become such a close-knit group.
Didn't take very long. I guess football is the common denominator, but a kid from Detroit that played in the Big Ten, a kid from Miami that played in the ACC, was there one link, I mean, but beyond football, was there anything that you guys shared in common that made it easy just to become friends?
I wouldn't say anything too particular, you know. Just with us both, I would say the main thing is just focusing on and just wanting to always improve. I think that's where it all started, you know. So maybe staying after old Coach Sully, as rookies, you know, catching the ball or doing some route running and things like that. I think that's where it kind of all started.
We talk about you guys. Tell us real quick what you think when you look at Marquise Lee and what he can be in this offense as well.
He's a for sure playmaker. I think with his game, he has game-changing speed. And I think a lot of people don't also give him credit as far as his route running ability and things like that. So I think he's definitely coming along, you know, and going to be a big piece to this puzzle.
All right, let's talk about the future since the puzzle is right there. We're seeing all kinds of records fall. You know, in this scheme, the way that it's going right now, are there enough balls to go around?
For sure, for sure. I think just for us, I think knowing how much talent we have around, you know, we know it's going to be some games where some guys, you know, may have better opportunities than others just based off the game plan. You know, and I don't think that's any problem with anybody. You know, we just try to go out there and whenever our number is called, you know, capitalize on those opportunities.
So one catch for 4 yards and a touchdown yesterday, your 12th of the season. You're fine with that because 51 points on the scoreboard.
For sure, 51 points. And then also, you know, based on how they play different things and stuff like that, you know, I think you saw Julius have a good game. You saw Hearns go out there and make some plays, Marquise, Rashad. You know, so I think it's just tough, you know, how teams want to cover us, you know. So I think we have a little bit of everything for everybody.
Can you, and again, I'm going to ask you to take the blinders off for just a minute, can you look to next season and beyond and see where this offense could be one of those New England, Denver, record-setting, you know, fun-and-gun offenses that people like to watch on TV?
For sure. You know, I think we're kind of developing to that, you know, playmakers, you know, all across the board, you know, so especially with us getting back healthy. So I think we definitely have a bright future, you know. So, I mean, for us, just continuing to just keep pushing throughout the course of the year and keep getting better.
Okay. Time for questions. Here we go, Jags. Quick hitters. Did you like the bold uniform? Did you like the mustard?
I did. I liked them a lot. You know, for me at Penn State, I didn't get a chance to wear a lot of different combinations of uniforms. So,
yeah,
I mean,
of course you did. Did you have your name on the back at Penn State?
Yeah, I did. I did. I did for a couple of years. But, you know, with that being a changeup, you know, I like it a lot.
Favorite visiting stadium that you've played in, the place where you've enjoyed yourself the most?
I would say Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you had the 3 touchdowns.
Well, I just kind of like the atmosphere. I think it's pretty cool. A pretty cool environment to play in.
Ever been to Hawaii?
I haven't.
Will you enjoy it if you get there this year?
I hope so.
Allen Robinson, thanks so much. Congratulations
Thank you.
On your success.
Thank you.
Best of luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate it.
And that's a few good minutes this week, folks. We'll see you next week.